So her employment status doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where she works. She should go. She could go on to be an attorney. She could be unemployed. She could go work at a restaurant. It don't matter. She has to be in front of the House Oversight Committee on April 14th for that deposition.
All right. Attorney General Pam Bondi is in big trouble after being let go by Donald Trump. No, we did not get leaked photos of her husband with big breasts. If you don't get that reference, then that probably sounded like a weird joke. But Pam Bondi is in trouble because the Democrats are not letting up whatsoever. The Democrats are doubling down on getting her butt in the chair in front of them on April 14th, 10 days from now, so they can talk to her and ask her questions about the Epstein files and about Trump's administration. Friend of the show Joshua Doss made a great point that Richard Nixon did not go to prison for the cover-up of Watergate, but his attorney general did. Richard Nixon didn't go to prison for the cover-up of Watergate. His chief of staff did. The people around him did, and we can hold them accountable. I'm going to break this all down throughout this video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed for more breaking news content. We're so close to 2 million subscribers. Every single one of you has helped me build this community, do these debates on CNN. It's all because we continue to push towards one unified goal. So thank you, and let's jump in with this Matt Gaetz tweet. I thought this would be a good starting point because I replied to this and went a little bit viral. He said, Pam Bondi will be known as one of the great crime fighters of our time. She's a patriot who has all of our appreciation. Todd Blanche left his comfortable job at a major firm to defend Trump. He has shown moral courage, blah, blah, blah. I said, dude, of course you think this. Of course you're gonna defend Pam Bondi after you're the one who literally resigned your House seat in Florida because there was an ethics report that was about to come out detailing how you allegedly paid minors for sex and gave them drugs and extorted them and gave them gifts and said you were gonna pay off their debt or whatever the hell. So incredibly disturbing. This Republican Representative Matt Gaetz was being investigated for this. He resigned. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson actually played cover for him. Just like Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has played cover for Tony Gonzalez, Texas representative, just like he's played cover for the Epstein files. Now, this brings me over to Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi is only one of a few officials who have been fired, let go, or are in jeopardy. Top officials fired slash in jeopardy, according to MS Now. Pam Bondi gone. Kristi Noem gone. Mike Waltz gone. General Randy George gone. Pete Hegseth let him go. Cash Patel might be in jeopardy after reports that Trump is growing weary. Daniel Driscoll, Lori Chavez Dreamer, and Howard Lutnick are all currently in trouble after failed negotiations or failed policies. Now, Pam Bondi is in trouble. The Democrats are not letting up, which is what I absolutely love to see. Maxwell Frost is actually leading the charge. He's the youngest person in Congress, Gen Z Representative Maxwell Frost, and he is leading the charge on this. I'll have him on the Adam Mockler channel in the next few days so we can talk about this. He said, Pam Bondi still has to testify under oath in front of the Oversight Committee regarding the Epstein files. This does not get her out of that bipartisan lawful subpoena. He then goes into his details further on MS Now today. I want you to take a listen to this.
Joining me now is Congressman Maxwell Frost. He's a Democrat from Florida and a member of the Oversight Committee. So, Congressman, will you, in fact, be seeing Pam Bondi anytime soon?
Yeah, April 14th. I mean, when we passed this bipartisan subpoena, which, by the way, it wasn't just Democrats, it was Democrats and Republicans, in that subpoena itself, it doesn't say the attorney general, it says Pam Bondi. So her employment status is completely irrelevant to her coming in front of us under oath to tell us what she knows about the Epstein files and what she was told to do as it relates to what we think is one of the greatest cover-ups we've seen from an administration in the history of this country. So her employment status doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where she works. She could go on to be an attorney. She could be unemployed. She could go work at a restaurant. It don't matter. She has to be in front of the House Oversight Committee on April 14th for that deposition.
I love that line. It doesn't matter what she is, she has to be there. Now, friend of the show Joshua Doss, you can find him on Instagram or TikTok, anywhere, he responded to this. I found this to be a very unique framework, and I like this a lot. Let me know what you think.
This feels as good of a time as ever to remind people that Richard Nixon did not go to prison for the cover-up of Watergate, but his attorney general did. Richard Nixon didn't go to prison for the cover-up of Watergate, but his chief of staff did. Yeah. The way that the federal government and the Department of Justice is set up right now, the shield that it feels like it's giving some really bad actors, that doesn't mean it'll be set up that way. in the future. It actually probably won't be. And the people that you're using to protect you will either be in prison themselves or they'll be gone. This is true also for ICE agents. You probably feel like you have a lot of shield, a lot of protections from the most powerful man in the world to wreak havoc in communities. In a weird way, you do right now. But there is no statute of limitations on murder. Nope. You can get tried for wrongful death 5 years from now, 6 years from now, when there's a new president. It's just something to think about, you know? The shadow you hide in might disappear with the rising sun.
Very, very well said. And we have Democrats out there aggressively going for this. In fact, I think it should be a litmus test for Democratic candidates in 2028. I want to be very clear. The litmus test should not be, are you going to weaponize our justice system in the same way that Trump did and bring our country closer to fascism? No. The litmus test should be, are you going to apply the law equally to everybody and not give out special favors or pardons or be beholden to special interest groups that could lead you to be going softer on certain sectors of certain people, whether they're people on the left or people on the right. There exists corruption on both sides, but on the right, it is very clearly 1,000 million times worse when the president is leading the way on it. There was like, what was his name? Bob Menendez, some like nobody congressman on the Democratic side that did some corruption, which is obviously effing awful. But Trump is starting cryptocurrencies, rug pulling the nation, and every single person in his administration is contributing to this type of corruption. Whether we're talking about Kristi Noem running these ads, whether we're talking about Pam Bondi, Mike Johnson covering up stuff like this, whether we're talking about Kristi Noem using taxpayer dollars for hundreds of millions of dollars in ads, whether we're talking about Pam Bondi and her corruption, Kash Patel and her his corruption, basically continuing to steal money from the American people to go travel around. Listen to Maxwell Frost on this.
We asked her multiple times, are you going to come and speak with us under oath? She would not say yes. Filibuster, filibuster, filibuster would not say yes. And so why do we, and then our Republican colleagues say, is this not enough? Why don't you want to speak to her now? We want her under oath because we do not trust her. Why don't we trust her? Because she's a liar. Look at how that Judiciary Committee hearing went. She was spying on members of Congress when they were in the DOJ looking at the documents unredacted. Look at what she's done as far as not putting documents relating to Donald Trump on the website, not releasing them, and only doing it when the public noticed and said something about it. We want her under oath because we don't trust her.
If you're ever feeling pessimistic, just remember, we've got Maxwell Frost, the youngest member of Congress, fighting his ass off. Remember, we have certain Democrats making sure they are pushing for a more affordable America. We have the Adam Mockler feed. I'm another young dude, and I'd like to think I'm doing my part by pushing back either on YouTube or in the media or on famous MAGA pundits who are always very smug. You know, I like to push back, and I think that we're building a better future in doing so. I think it's very, very important that we make sure the next administration is applying all standards equally. Project 2029, we have a few names we're thinking of. Maybe Project North Star or The Mandate in all caps. We have a few different names, but we want to mandate a platform in which Democratic candidates have to be willing to weed out corruption, like special interest groups. People like Pam Bondi should not be in the government. ICE agents need to be held accountable if they broke the law. I'm not saying every single ICE agent should be like arrested and charged. No. I'm saying who even knows if it's like 80% that committed crimes. Maybe it's only like 60% of ICE agents that committed crimes, but it's not only, that's a lot. A lot of ICE agents were committing crimes on a daily basis. They need to be held accountable. I'm gonna leave it there. I'm about to see Project Hail Mary, the movie, at the movie theater. You guys are gonna be seeing a beautiful debate show coming out on the Adam Mockler channel very soon, so subscribe. I'll see you all later. Peace out.